Tickets to the finale event in LA are sold out. But check out details on zombiepodcast.com to find out how you can still join in on the experience.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 45. Distorted Truths. Part 3 of 3.
Taking him so long.
I don't know.
I wasn't asking you. I should, Oh no, wait! He's here! Come on, hurry up! What'd they say? Is everyone okay? Did she attack one of the convoys?
No. Everybody's fine, and they're accounted for.
So he lied to us.
She didn't? No, that was the last thing I heard, I swear. Her and her two other cronies were on their way.
Well, nothing happened with them.
Wait, did something else happen? Is everyone okay?
I don't know if I should say anything in front of him.
You don't move. What happened?
Well, the last time they heard from Michael and Victor, Tatu was on the verge of changing, and they lost contact after the whole radio thing, and, well, they think he's probably gone by now.
Oh. Is that it?
I couldn't tell her. Not now. Not like this. And not in front of him. Yeah, that's it.
It's okay, Bert. We knew this would happen. At least we got to say goodbye.
Yeah.
So, what do we do about TARDIS?
I don't know.
You think he lied to us?
Well, maybe. Maybe not. Let's just hear what he has to say.
Okay, now you can talk.
What about?
The weather? What the fuck do you think we mean?
That was the last thing I knew she was doing. Maybe she didn't get a chance to. Or something happened. Could have changed plans after I left her. What? It's the truth! She doesn't like risks. Why do you think she's been waiting so long?
What was the last thing you did with her?
We were outside the colony. I was trying to get a signal on the radio, and then...
See? I told you. Radios aren't safe.
But I couldn't get anything, as usual. Even I'm not that good. And then we saw the convoy leave. It wasn't just a normal run like we've seen before. She promised that this would be the end of it, but I knew it wouldn't be. There was no way the four of us could walk away from something like that. I've seen what kind of guns you all got. Once I got my chance, and they got in their truck, I took the other, and when they went right, I went left. Literally.
Where else might she go?
You haven't been camped outside the colony this whole time, have you?
No, only a few occasions. The rest of the time, we stayed in a few spots, hashing things out, trying to find stuff to eat. I know where those places are, I can show you, but I don't want to get close.
Not trying to lead us into a trap, are you?
No, of course not. But I don't want to go near her again, so I don't want to show you. But I have to, right? What can I say right now that won't make you think I'm not trying to screw you over?
You better hope we find what we're looking for, then.
Oh, great.
Sit tight.
We really go where he tells us?
Well, we'll play it safe, just like every other time.
Are you okay?
It's just the tattoo thing.
You'll be okay. I think we're close. Really close. You're right. If this is it, we could go back soon. Be with everyone else.
Yeah.
Then let's go.
All right. Where am I going?
I don't know where we are. Can you get to an on-ramp near I-5? I can show you from there.
Okay, so I think this might be it. From what Angel was describing, I think the water tower should be somewhere around here.
Can you move over? Let me see.
There's the taco place. So yeah, that has to be it. Won't take too long to get there either.
If Duncan's even there anymore.
You need someone to drive?
You're going to go now? Shouldn't we, you know, maybe do something for Lizzie or Datu?
We didn't really get to do anything for the soldiers, either.
Seriously? Now? When the outbreak happened, the people who died second, at least the ones that I saw, were the ones that spent too much time looking back at the dead.
Now that's a hell of a thing to say, Max. People need time to grieve.
At the same time, Roberts could be almost done with his newest kind. He's right. Clock's ticking.
Now hold on. We might be able to do both. The longest part of all this is the time needed for the spotters. We'll have some downtime after they're set up. But we need to get them out there and going first.
I said I can go if you want. You need a hand?
Yeah, it's not that simple.
You missed that last conversation we had. Just bear with us for a sec. I'm still at a loss of how you're going to do this. You really think Duncan or Skittles or whatever you call him now is going to volunteer to set up these for you? I just reread Angel and Kalani's whole encounter with him. He's not going to do that.
You don't think he can be persuaded?
By what? And that's if he's even there. And what if he screws it up anyway? From this, it sounds like he can barely tie his own shoes.
I don't know. He changed a tire. But I get what you're saying.
What if you wore, like, clean suits? You know, the kind that are all plasticky. Try and contain any trace you were there. Then could you get close to the entrance?
I don't think so. They'd still see you. Whatever Duncan is, or his smell, may just make them see him as one of their own. That is, unless they're smart enough to know better. Makes sense as to why he stayed away from the brains, or whatever he called them.
So you don't need him exactly, you just need his smell, right?
Hey, can we?
I was kind of joking.
That's a hell of a weird thing to ask someone.
Well, it might be easier than asking him to do anything directly.
Are you serious?
I am so lost right now.
Yeah, that's okay. All I need is someone to man the 50 cal. Can you do that?
Yeah, sure, I guess.
I thought he and Pete were going to keep that at the water pump.
Hey, what about Bert and Riley? Can we get them back to help, maybe? Or at least let them know what's going on?
How can I? Radios are down. The only way I talked to them before was because they went to a safe house and called us. I'm going to try and go up to the roof and check out the relay, but I'm not sure I can do anything. Glenn did show me a few things when I first learned the radios, but that was a long time ago.
It's fine. Anyone else we can take?
Victor and Saul are still talking in the house down the way. I didn't want to interrupt.
Pegs is with Nicholas and Hope. Pete's hand isn't good enough to hold a gun yet, and I'm not risking you.
I know.
I guess it's just Max and I. Shouldn't be too exciting anyway.
Sure, that's fine.
Wait, what about me?
You?
I'm the only one who knew him. I mean, from before. He's never even seen you. Remember, he's unstable. How would it look?
Well, if he's up in the water tower, there's a ladder. And you have, well...
A lot more upper body strength now. I'll manage. It's no more ridiculous than what we're about to ask this guy. Now, come on.
I'll go check out the relays now.
I'll stay in here in case Bird and Riley call back.
Hey, what about the other teams you sent out? Should we call them?
For this? They have a lot on their plate right now, and this is a stretch. Let's just get moving.
What should I do?
Just stay in the turret.
It's a little higher than I expected.
Yeah. I can go up first. See if he's even there. Or just ask him to come down. Give me a second.
I guess you can try, but be careful.
I know. I know he's messed up in the head. Wow, this thing's all bent. How can he still live up there? Don't shoot.
I'm coming up.
It's okay. We're just here to ask you a few things. We're friends of Angel.
Wait. Who are you?
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. We're not going to hurt you. It's CJ is with us, and...
Duncan! It's Chinwe! CJ! Remember me?
Who?
Chinwe!
Don't shoot!
Michael, move up.
He's going to shoot us.
Go! It's okay! Remember me? Remember my voice?
Give me your hand.
Hey. Open up.
So are we just gonna go... Oh.
See? Well, it's just me. Put your gun down.
I think I've seen you before. Hello. How are you?
I'm fine.
You survived.
That's right. Yeah, I did. I survived.
He didn't get you.
Do you want me to ask?
Just let me, okay?
Let me what?
This is important. Why we're here.
It is?
Very.
We need your help.
For what? I can't help you.
You don't know that you can't.
No, look. My gun doesn't even work. I really can't.
Well, that's good to know.
No. That's not... It's... Well...
Hang on. A lot of them don't come after you, do they?
Because I hide.
Yeah. But what if it's another reason?
If... There's something different about you.
Different? How?
Well, it's sort of hard to explain.
But we need you. Specifically, you.
Why should I? I, just don't understand.
We don't entirely either.
You're unique. We'd only need you for maybe an hour or two. You won't have to go far, and...
Why should I?
You remember him? The one in the suit?
Yes, I do.
You know how he found us? You remember that?
Yes.
Well, we found where he's hiding.
I can't help. I can't. Help me!
No. He didn't last time, okay?
We're not asking you to do it yourself. We don't need your help with a gun.
Then, what do you want?
Okay, this is odd, I know, but it might be how you smell.
Wait. What?
That may be the reason they don't attack you like the rest of us. There's something physically different about you. How else have you been able to survive out here so long?
You think I'm crazy, huh?
No. We never said that.
It's the way you look at me.
We don't think that.
Don't lie to me. I also heard you outside.
Hey, I don't think you are.
You were supposed to keep them safe. Me safe.
I tried.
Well, not enough.
We couldn't stop him then, but we can now.
But only if you help us.
You're going to kill him? You promise?
Yes.
After this, I'm leaving. He'll know I helped you.
He won't know.
He will. He'll find me.
Come on. There's no way he could ever do that.
Think that way, and you'll never stop him.
Once we're done, you can go wherever you want. We brought a bunch of food and supplies. It's all yours. We just need a little time with you.
This will make up for what happened. You let him in. Do you remember that?
I did. Okay. What do I need to do?
We followed Tardust, 3 different places in 3 hours. Each one of them was completely empty. At the last house, we were starting to lose patience. Well, doesn't look like anybody's been here for a long time.
I don't understand. When could she have come back? Wait, check the cabinets there. She had guns stored. There's no way she'd have time
to... You open them.
I told you they aren't booby-trapped. No, I swear. There was ammo and a few rifles, I swear. We were here only a few days ago. I swear I'm not lying.
You sit right there. Hey, don't move. You run, I shoot. And trust me, I'm still good enough with my left. Hey, I'm still watching you.
I'm not going anywhere, I swear. I won't move.
What are you thinking?
He's got to be screwing with us, right?
How many more of these places is he gonna take us?
What if he's just wearing us down, waiting for a chance to get away?
He ain't trying to go anywhere now.
He's a little weasel. He knows it's working. We've wasted so much time. She could be getting close to whatever she's doing next.
Well, what are you saying? Should we resort to something more drastic.
He knows more than he's letting on. He has to. He's playing us.
You sure you want to go there? Once we do, we can't go back.
We need to find her. And he knows where she is. We have to get it out of him.
Are you sure?
They did it to you. Why do you care what we do to him?
Guess I don't.
Get on your feet!
What? What?
Now!
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next chapter of We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason, Constance Parn,
Shirley Jordan,
Scott Marvin, Claire Doden, David Pevsner, Tammy Klein, Graham Bechtel, and Bob Bergen as Skittles.
I'm Michael Swan.
Written and directed by Casey Wayland. Line producers Blair Wayland and Grayson Stone. Zinterns Ray Husky and Lauren Kroon. Voice cut by Brent McLean.
Assistant director Lisa Elliott.
Edited by Phil Englert and Casey Wayland. Music selections and intro by Brother Dan.
Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive. The serial audio drama was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.